For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Davo, I know, trying to keep it as low-key possible, but it is your bloody birthday
today, mate.
I know. And we're stoked. But I want you to know we love you, we care about you, and I hope you felt that today. I know birthdays can be a challenging thing, but you're a rock star, mate.
Oh, that's really kind. It has been beautiful so far today.
So far. Can always be ruined. That's the best thing about a birthday. But for the last few weeks, I've been trying to organise something. When you told me your birthday, I was like, all right, what can I do? What does Davo love? Since moving to Geelong, there has been an individual that you have been rather fascinated with, who is rather hard to pin down.
No doubt.
And recently, after for whatever reason, losing his license, it has been a bit of a dilly-dally to get this person from A to B, but, you know, managing to get him a lift. Davo, for your birthday, wanted to invite into the studio. He's a bad boy. It is Bailey Smith. Here we go.
Wait for it.
I thought you'd be mine, yeah.
Jeez.
Hey, Bailey. I wanna know, will you vape with me? Ooh, ah. Davo doesn't like boys, Davo likes vapes and Bailey. Three quick beers on the weekend, Davo. I'll vape to that. Don't let the Bailey kick so many goals. I'll vape to that.
Davo vapes.
Bailey Smith vapes. In the studio, Bailey.
Wow.
How's it going, guys? How's it going?
Jeez, you're a little shorter than I thought you would be in real life there, Bailey. A lot more muscular, though. Wow.
Happy birthday. It's your favourite person ever, Bailey Smith.
From Timu or?
No, it's Bailey Smith. Bailey, I know Danger's been picking you up lately, getting you to and from training. How's it going, mate? Glad to have you in.
Sorry I'm late, Davo. Again, the bus was running a bit behind. Danger dropped me off at the bus stop, so... Sorry I'm late, but I'm here now. Oh, I'm ready to celebrate.
It's good to have you here. Go Cats.
Go Cats for sure. Davo, I know since moving to Geelong, you take a very keen interest in one Bailey Smith, probably because his footballing ability.
Well, I wouldn't just say just Bailey Smith. No offence, of course, it's great to have you here. I'd say it's footy players in general. it's a new interest.
But that Instagram account of his is being followed for sure. So we wanted to get Bailey in here, beautiful mullet and all, wearing his full Cats playing kit your birthday. Do you want a cuddle?
Oh, absolutely. Get over
here,
Bailey.
Right, get in. Come on, we'll go again. There we go.
Bailey. Oh, yeah. Bailey.
There we go. Davo, you can't say you haven't had a birthday present like that before.
Wowee, that's a fantastic win for us here in the studio. What a get.
I paid a little bit extra and he's going to take his shirt off during the song, so we should get into that.
Tim and Davo.
So over the weekend, I went on a bit of an adventure to Bendigo to see Good Charlotte.
As you referred to it, Great Charlotte on
it
the weekend.
Was Great Charlotte, absolutely. They closed with the anthem. It was a huge hit, of course. And also Benji Madden was up there wearing leather pants. And let me tell you, it was 38 degrees in Bendigo. And I do not know what that man was thinking.
Punk rock, that's what he was thinking. Emo rock.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was looking the part, that's for sure. But I want to talk about red flags when you when you're out and about, right? So if you meet someone and maybe like a dating red flag.
Sure, okay.
I think I received one on the weekend that I'm not too sure. Look, I'm not saying that this bloke was a red flag. I don't know anything about this person at all.
Sure.
But all I know is that he asked me for my Snapchat. And that is a red flag.
Right. Yeah. So like he was, like he asked for you, like it's like the modern day asking for your number.
Well, I don't know if he was asking for my number, but that was his form of wanting to have communication is asking for Snapchat.
No.
Now, I don't know. As a lady, straight away, I think, I've never referred to myself as a lady.
I think more of a chick, no offense.
Chicky babe.
You start your text with oi, Tim.
That could be a red flag.
That it could be a red flag.
That could be a red flag.
Yeah.
But I think as soon as someone asks for your Snapchat, my brain goes to seedy.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like we have dissected Snapchat a lot on this show over the months, and older demographics are using Snapchat more than probably younger demographics. Mm-hmm. But if that was like instead of asking for like WhatsApp or a messenger or a text, I'd be like,
WhatsApp's crazy. Yeah, Viber. I think if someone asked my WhatsApp, I'd be like, what is going on with you? That's a red flag.
Yeah, that's a red flag. It would have to be a very specific situation. If I was in a car with somebody and like we were going on dates or whatever and I wasn't married.
Always good to mention that.
If they were tailgating, there'd be a massive fluoro red flag. I would hate it.
What does that show for you? Like impatience?
Impatience, like rude, willing to risk everybody's lives because they're the worst, you know? I don't like it. That littering? Really don't like littering. I think if I saw someone just openly like throw something on the ground. I told a girl I was disappointed in her this weekend because she threw her water bottle lid on the ground near the bin. And I was like, that's really disappointing.
It is disappointing. Littering is a great red flag. I have another one that I often think about. If someone tells me that they had Foxtel as a kid.
That's your red flag?
I think that's a red flag.
Why?
Shows they don't know struggle. They've had privilege from a young age.
What if, and this is a big what if, a family friend knew how to get it a different way than paying for Foxtel?
No, that's different. Obviously, if your dad had an illegal rig system.
That's not a red flag.
My dad had the illegal rig system. Okay, so I did have Foxtel, but it's not a red flag because I still know I don't know privilege.
Yes. I get it. Ava from the newsroom said, talking about your ex in any way, shape or form. She'll change it to an old friend or a friend instead of like those kind of stories. But she'll never be like, my ex. That's a red flag if someone brings that up to her.
Okay, they're interesting ones, but there are so many red flags out there. I mean,
personal.
It is the Hunger Games out there. Dating world is stressful.
100%.
So we want to hear from you on 52232955. What's your red flag?
Yeah, what like something that just it hits a nerve and you go like you looked at this person, you're like, oh, ticking all the boxes. They did this one thing, and you went, no.
Absolutely
or for younger,
not.
If you're listening and you're a little bit younger, it's icks. We just want to get all the demos there.
Yep.
But what are the waving red flags that you do not like? Can you have a red flag with your current partner?
Yeah.
Okay, I got one with my wife.
Oh, here we go. Tell me more.
How she stacks the dishwasher.
Oh,
it's so bad.
Tim.
It's really bad.
Yeah, okay.
Like no rinsing, just plate sideways. What are you doing? I love you. I love you. You're the mother of my child. You're an absolute rock star.
I know this is no surprise, but my God, you and I could not be married. Like we.
Oh, damn. Just now I'm finding this out.
You would hate me so much.
I know. What do you mean would?
But
what
I would hate
would?
You as well, mate. It goes both ways.
Tam in Torquay is giving us a call. What's a red flag for you?
Hello, I just wanted to say I also agree with the Snapchat comment. That's a bit of a red flag.
Thank
but
you.
I wanted to add that someone vapes or smokes just shows they don't really respect their body.
Davo,
they don't respect
no.
anyone.
No, Davo, that's such a shame for you. Davo does one of those things.
I don't.
Tam.
I do not.
A little bit more vapor in the one.
It's,
but it's a big
to
red
make
flag.
Me sound bad on air. I do not do that.
All right. Well, Tam, we appreciate that. Veronica in Belmont. Obviously, besides vaping, what is a huge red flag for you?
I cannot do picky eaters. I don't know what it is about it, but picky eaters, it's just too big for me.
What's picky? Because obviously, like, there's vegetarians and there's people go, I had leftover pizza today and I picked off the mushroom and pineapple. Is that picky? But I'll eat everything
No,
else.
Not so much like dietary restrictions or preferences, but like if I was going on a date with somebody and they ordered like chicken nuggets and chips at the dinner table, that I just can't do it.
Yeah, a bit of an ick. I can see that. I mean, get a better stomach, you know, like get some better taste buds.
Yeah, you're not 12 anymore. All right,
that's
Veronica.
So funny.
That is a great one. All right, finally, Sarah in Grovedale, what is a big waving red flag for you?
I think anyone who grew up with a holiday home.
Oh, yeah. What if it's not your holiday home? What if it's a grandparent's holiday home?
Generational.
Oh, I don't know if it's better. Is it dingy or is it good?
It was all right.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, is this yours?
It was all right. Grandma and Pa had a house on Phillip Island. It was nice, up on stilts. We loved it.
And you had Foxtel. Interesting.
Illegal Foxtel.
Red flag. Is it the same reasoning as for me with the Foxtel? Is it just showing that they've had a bit of privilege growing up?
Yeah, I just think they just don't get it.
And I think I imagine it. For people that do have holiday houses, a red flag for them is people that don't have holiday houses. So, like, it goes both ways.
Yes, and you can feel that when you talk to them.
Yeah. All right, so it's just reds going both ways at the same time.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
She's been crowned the winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, winning $100,000 for charity, Full Stop Australia. She's a superstar on the airwaves of the Triple J Brekkie host, as well as a screen queen. She's one of my favourite girlies. It's Conchetta Caristo.
Hi, Davo. Hi, Jill. Oh, my God. I'm so happy to be here. And also, it was so exciting to hear Taylor Swift. I don't get that over here at Triple J. It's really fun.
I'm sure.
Yeah, she's big enough, we reckon.
Yeah, we hear her a little bit around here at K-Rock, of course. But Conchetta, you won. I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here.
I know. I can't believe it. Am I allowed to say that? It's still kind of sinking in. I'm just so happy. It's so surreal.
It's been awesome over the last few years, Conchetta, getting to know you, whether it's on the radio airwaves or on TV, random spots here and there. But I think you're happy, you're bright, it all shines through. And getting to see it on Channel 10 and 10 Play these last few weeks in what can only be described as hazardous conditions in the jungle, it's been awesome. And getting to spend time with some of the other really good names in there. We know Luke Bateman towards the end, Dyson Heppel we're big fans of. What was the experience like for you, Conchetta?
It was truly one of the most positive and amazing things I've had the privilege of doing in my life. Like, I just, you know, I wanted to make friends and actual connections with people, and I did. I come out with so many amazing friends. I got, you know, the opportunity to face fears, to have to learn how to dig deep, and I got this, like, amazing, you know, chance to sort of get a lot more like self-compassion for myself. That was something I wasn't really expecting out of that experience. And then, you know, getting to represent my very deserving and incredible charity. I only have positive things to say. I just had an amazing experience.
Yeah, I mean, $100,000 for Full Stop Australia, who do some incredible work with domestic and family violence. Like, I know you went to the their headquarters and all of that. I mean, how was that for you, Conchetta?
Oh my God, I will never forget it. Like, getting to meet these incredible people, these amazing women. I went to, their headquarters, like you said, and they're really small. That's what you need to realize. It's like, it is a small but mighty charity. They were telling me, they were like, this is huge for us. Like, in our 50 plus years, we've never once been a charity on this scale. Like, this would be bringing so much awareness. And I really felt this about them, but I'm like, these people are guardian angels. These people, their job, what they are dedicating their time to, is just making someone's life better. People who really need it, people who are going through abuse and really complicated, awful things. They clock in every single day to try and help people. So I was a wreck. I was an emotional wreck. No one's surprised by this. I'm crying so much, and I'm just so grateful that I could, you know, I could just get the word out and like elevate and like amplify the work that they're doing, because it is so deserving. So for them to get that $100,000, we had the CEO on my show this morning, and again, we're crying. You know, she can talk about how this money will literally provide thousands of counseling sessions for people, these like trauma specialist counselors on the line for people to call anytime. So yeah, it was pretty, I'll never forget it.
You've done incredible stuff. I mean, I'm so bloody proud of you. Like, I've watched your career over the years. Like, you've done so many incredible stuff, but you did just touch on, you know, you've come into your own probably in the last, I can see in the last 12 months or so. What has changed for you that's really allowed you to have that self-compassion? What do you think has changed, and what advice can you give to other young girls out there that want to, you know, that want to come into their own just like you?
Oh, thank you, Davo. You're amazing. Thank you. You've always been an amazing cheerleader to me, and I'm so grateful to know you and to be in each other's corners. And I think, I had a tough year last year. I think I had really gotten into a phase of looking out to everyone else, that chronic people-pleasing, that I'd grown up being really attuned to everyone else and sort of putting myself last. I think a lot of us as women are used to doing that, and I think it was kind of I was completely being burnt out. I was not being able to keep up with it. And so I was making some decisions in my life of things that had to change. I went through a breakup and I moved out and everything sort of changed. I started to sort of realize, okay, what do I want? I need to start listening to my gut and making decisions. And then the jungle, that call came up and I was like, this feels important. This feels like the right timing. And going in there just sort of affirmed for me of, hang on, I deserve to advocate for myself. I deserve to speak up for my needs and be kind to myself. So that would be my message to anyone who needs to hear it, of just you need to back yourself and you deserve to make the life that you want. And to, yeah, I think that's it. It's hard. It's really hard. But listening to your gut ultimately, like, is what it's about. And it's never too late. Whenever it happens, it's important and will, yeah, make your life better, I would say.
It's so beautiful. You are sunshine in a person, yeah, Crunchetta.
You've definitely announced yourself to Australians, whether it's on their TV or their radio, and it's yourself as well. I think that's the main thing as well, because I think, especially in the media landscape, it's very easy to go, I think I need to be this, I think I need to be that. But seeing you shine as you, Crunchetta, is absolutely awesome.
Yes.
This last month must have been a crazy roller coaster for you. Probably exhausted. I know you're out of the jungle because it's all recorded a little bit ago, but
yeah,
you only found out in the last 24 hours that you've won, and again, $100,000 for Full Stop Australia. You're a rock star. Thank you so much for swinging on by.
Oh, thank you for having me. Love you both.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
You know how sometimes, I don't know, I'm trying to think of how this could happen to other people, but you know how sometimes you just say something, you don't really know the meaning of it, but like, you know, you just go, oh, yeah, like, that's a saying, or,
yeah,
like, but I don't know the backstory of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been calling my wife something for a while, and she's never kind of given me the reaction. I was like, why are you being so funny about it?
Oh,
and,
no.
And she's like,
what have we said?
And I was saying it to her last night. Like, we had a big day. Like, we're doing some toilet training with our son, so it was a big weekend, and we finally get to bed, and we're just taking a breath, and she just looks so beautiful, and I was like, my beautiful, gorgeous, stunning wallflower. I'm so lucky to be doing this life with you.
Wallflower?
Yeah, so.
Why did you call her a wallflower?
I thought it was a nice...
She a loser? Like, I know your wife. She's not. She's beautiful.
So I thought that was a nice thing to say or a compliment. I'm wrong.
You're so wrong. Wallflowers are the losers that don't get picked. They're the people that know, get in the...
Yeah.
It's not a nice thing to say.
No.
I've heard it before.
So I looked into it and she was like, that is not a kind thing to say to me. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, you're a wallflower. You're beautiful. She said, no.
So garden flower is beautiful. So garden.
A wallflower is a person with a shy or introverted personality who attends social gatherings but tends to stay on the sidelines, mm-hmm, often observing rather than dancing, mm-hmm, or mingling.
Because no one asks.
Yeah. but, yeah, I've been, I've totally misinterpreted that. Because, like, to me, again, a wallflower sounds like a nice thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, it does. But what else are you calling her? A dickhead? Or, like... You know what I mean? Like, I just, it's not as nice as you think.
I just, why? And then she was like, have you seen the movie Perks of Being a Wallflower? And I said, no. And she was like, well, that makes also a lot of sense. Because, mm-hmm, she's like, what do you think it's about? And I was like, well, it sounds like a wallflower if there's perks to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was re-listening and I was like, oh, it's like the perk. So essentially it's saying that here's the perks of being a bit of a, like, like, off to the side.
I'm trying to think of, like, a way that she would be, like, calling you in something that would work. Like, if she was calling you, like, shorty, like, you know, like, like, that's not going to make you feel good.
Even
like, like, that's not going to make you feel good.
Right,
like, I'm trying,
right,
like, but shorty could be
like
considered, like, cool.
It.
Like,
yeah,
shorty, my shorty.
My short man.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd heed this warning because, you know, maybe there's people out there like me that thought wallflower is a nice thing to call someone that you love the most. It turns out,
I mean,
it's a no.
Your wife's a treasure. I'd be so careful. You got to be kinder to her because she could
know.
Get snapped up, yeah, by your co-host.
Yeah. Hands off.
It's Tim and Davo. Tyrone Elegance for $59,990 at Rex Garel Volkswagen. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Look, a video has gone viral from a famous restaurant known as McDonald's.
Yeah, we do love all fast food restaurants, but the Golden Arches hold a special place in, I think, a lot of our hearts.
Of course, you go anywhere in the world, it tastes like home. But this video, I can't tell you where it's from. It's from somewhere in the world at a McDonald's, right?
Sure, right.
And this 12-year-old kid has burst through past the counter to the fry machine.
Ooh.
And he started gathering fries with his hands to put in a little bag and then start eating them. He's gone through.
He's stealing chips.
He's stealing chippies.
It's not on, mate.
Yeah, it's not on.
It's not right.
And look, one of the workers there has taken matters into their own hands. And as the kid left the fry machine, he goes to leave outside the counter with his stolen fries.
Yeah.
The employee has swiftly put her foot out to trip the kid up. The kid has fallen over. He be McTrippin'.
Oh, David.
And I think it was McDeserved.
Okay. Okay, have you got the video? Can we check it up on our stories or something?
I
haven't seen him being tripped. So he's walking. Boom. Oh, he's down.
He was doing the wrong thing.
He'd be 12, 12-ish. Yep. I don't know. Can you trip a kid?
I think in this case you can. I didn't see anything wrong. The employee was just walking. Her foot happened to be out and he was McHumbled.
You can't. I don't know. Can you? Like, obviously, like, he's stealing, which is, that's a no-no.
That's a very big no-no.
But can you take matters into your own hands? And obviously, like, in that situation, I feel like a lot of employees are helpless because they're like, oh, someone's stealing. I'll just step back and the authorities, they'll do whatever. Tripping's crazy.
Yeah, but the kid.
He's a kid. He's 12, brother.
But I'll bet you he won't do it again.
How do you think you would feel if, say, like, you were this kid and you're being cheeky? I imagine you were being a pest at Macca's for a long time, David.
Well, I was the employee at McDonald's many, many years ago, and I had someone steal fries when I was there. I couldn't trip him because he was scary.
I didn't realise
but
this
he wasn't
was such
a child.
Such an issue.
I think this employee, I mean, the internet has burst into, you know, either side. Like, a lot of people are either saying, yes, he deserved it, or no, you're not allowed to do that.
He ate it. He not the fries as well. He ate it. He was big trip down.
Mm. Well, I think if you mix stuff around, you mix stuff and find out. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think you cannot.
Stop. You've got your fun with your McJokes. I need you to lay off.
You can't go and steal fries, and I think that employee was well within their rights to trip this kid over and let him fall over. I think it's well deserved, and I think that's okay. You, on the other hand, don't think it's okay?
I just think it's wild. He's a child. Like, yes, he's doing the wrong thing. It just feels wrong to trip a child.
Of course it feels wrong to trip a child, but
why do you love it so much?
Because he deserved it. And I think he's learnt a lesson. I think he's been, as I said, McHumbled, and he... No. Yeah, deserved it.
All right, well, ask the question you want to ask.
Is it okay to trip this kid? No. I don't think it's okay to trip children, obviously. But in this situation, the child burst through a counter, has gone behind the scenes, grabbed fries. That is now going to inconvenience all the workers.
Clean the machine.
The drive-through, the customers. It is inconvenienced so many people in that. I think he deserved a little trip. He didn't get hurt. He got up and moved away.
He could have got hurt, and then they're in big trouble. They could have been done. Maybe I'm looking at it as like a big legal thing. I'm like, they could. Like, what if this kid brings down McDonald's because he pretends he's broken his wrist?
In this situation, was it okay to trip the kid?
We're going there. Give us a call, 522-322-955. Do you want to trip this kid? If my son Jack was around 12 years old, did it, and I found out, I'd be furious with him for stealing chips. But I'd also be like, why'd you trip my kid? Mm-hmm. Not your kid to trip.
Mm-hmm.
If the police want to trip him, fine. Not you, Betty. He'll deal with the law and he'll deal with me. He's not dealing with strangers at McDonald's.
Okay, that's a fair opinion.
Again, we don't know where in the world this McDonald's is. It's definitely not in Geelong, so I just want to rule that out fully. Travis in Teesdale. David wants to know, would you trip this kid?
Absolutely, every day of the week.
What are we doing?
Well, the thing is the kid was doing something really wrong. Is that
naughty?
That's right. Isn't that right, Travis?
Oh, look, if he's prepared to go to the effort of running around the back knowing that that's wrong, for a start, so if he's prepared to do that, then suffer the consequences, whatever they may be.
Travis, are you a parent?
Absolutely, I am.
And do you reckon if you, one of your kids were in this situation, how would you feel?
I would have kicked his bum.
All right.
There you
well,
go.
We just need to, let's just remain chill about
of
this.
Of course.
Remember, we love love.
We don't love kids stealing fries.
No, we don't. So it's a weird, it's a weird crossover, Marie and Manifold Heights. How do you feel? Would you want to trip this kid too?
I would have probably started with a kick and then gone with a trip. I would have kicked up the bum and then tripped him.
Okay, are you a parent, Marie?
I am, of three. And I just think kids need more boundaries, more discipline. They get away with murder because parents are too afraid to actually lead. And also, some parents just don't parent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need a McParent, as
so
you would say, Dave.
Just to put you, but just to put you in that situation. So if you've got a kid like around that sort of age, maybe they've gone to McDonald's, they've done the wrong thing. Someone else has tripped your child. You're still on this side of that. He deserved it.
Oh, 100%. The easy outcome for him would have been what happened in the store compared to what happens at home.
Mm.
He would be in trouble.
The kid was doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I know. We're dancing on some fine line that's crumbling beneath our feet.
Yeah, but you can talk about it
the
other side.
Yeah, lucky me. I get to do all the fun stuff. All right. Well, Marie, appreciate your call. Totally chill. Thanks for that.
Don't be upset about
it.
I'm not upset.
I'm just worried.
The kid did the wrong thing.
Yeah, I know. And it's against one of your favourite establishments. We don't like it.
And he got tripped over. He was okay. He got up and he walked away with his free chippies that he stole.
It's all this chat about what would happen after.
I know. I know. It went weird. It went bad.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Dabo.